We are now in full gear. The negotiations is one part of the conference, and the negotiators are working very hard to reduce the text, because now it's about 200 pages, and we need something which is roughly 30 pages, and or not more than 50. So they're working on that. They're also working on the plan of action, because we don't only need words but action. And we have a lot of other very exciting processes going on. I mean, we have the NGOs and the civil society working on the dialogues for sustainable development, a huge discussion on 10 themes starting online right now. And please go to riodialogues.org and you can be part of the conversation. And we have also lots of side events and lots of actors, cities, businesses, scientists going to Rio, and all of these are going to try to think about a compendium of commitments. So you see quite a lot happening. Very exciting.
In 1992, we had the Rio Earth Summit. Here we are two decades later with Rio Plus 20. How has the UN summit process evolved?
Well, we have lots of things which happened. You know, you must, for instance, you have the International Criminal Court, you have the Millennium Development Goals in 2000, lots of things happened. But the truth is, to get to sustainable development with 193 countries, which are all at a very different level of development and resources, it's not so easy. So people understand today that, well, we have to go on working, not only on the treaties and the implementation of the treaties, but on very simple things. How do we live in cities in the next 20 years? How are we going to produce food in a sustainable way in the next 20 years? How are we going to produce and consume energy? So all these discussions are now, I would say, the principal matter of Rio Plus 20 and a sort of a roadmap to go to sustainable development.
Sustainable development is a shift from the environment, because back in 1992, we talked more about the environment. How did we get here?
Well, actually, because we know that it's linked. We need, and it's happening in quite a lot of countries, to lift out of poverty quite a number of human people living on planet Earth, which don't have a decent life. So on one hand, we have to have, I would say, something like 7 and soon 8 billion people to become the middle class of planet Earth. And on the other hand, we need to invent the way to consume, produce, to have housing, clothing, education, entertainment, everything, without destroying planet Earth. So we know that environment and development are completely linked, and we cannot address one without addressing the other.
Let's discuss how business has become an essential element of Rio Plus 20.
Well, come on, you cannot talk about greening the economy if you don't have the main actors of the economy, which is business, companies, and all sorts of companies, actually. And what we should invent is the new way of doing business, bottom of the pyramid or sustainability, reporting on what you're doing. So we need the business, and we are very happy that it's getting more and more involved. But also other major actors would be the local governance, because cities and business together can make a huge difference, and that we need the participation.
With everything else going on in the world today, why should people care about Rio Plus 20?
Well, because we need to still have a world in 20 years.